Self-Evident is a podcast that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident.
So this is what happens when two girls try to record in a very casual setting. You don't. We've been here for 2 hours. We've not recorded a single thing that we can publish.
That is true.
It's fun.
Yup. Hail and well met. My name is Kenna Rose, and with me today is...
Just Jenna.
Not just Jenna.
Well, it's only just me. I'm the only one here.
Well, yeah, but you're amazing, so it's like you can't be just Jenna.
Wow.
You're like, also Jenna.
Well, then you're like the...
And Jenna.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, so we were talking about a lot of the ways news is reported, and we noticed that our generation tends to view news or think of news differently, or at least respond to it differently from the way, I guess, it used to be reported.
Mm-hmm. If you notice, there's a big change in how media is being portrayed now, especially because of social media. And I know everybody's aware of this and everybody is kind of in the know that podcasts are more the way to go when it comes to getting news instead of turning on the TV. Radio is still pretty prevalent.
Radio, I think, is still doing really well.
Yeah. But in regards to getting news, everybody kind of goes to podcasts or social news media. Articles. Yeah.
Or social media. And we just thought it was interesting and we kind of wanted to talk about it.
Especially with what happened with President Trump getting in and doing all of his long form interviews on podcasts instead of on a like 60 Minutes or CBS News.
Standard news.
Right. He went outside of the mainstream narrative in the mainstream media, which, I mean, all of us are aware that he did that, but it's very, very interesting. He got, I think it was 4% more of the vote of Generation Z than Biden did, which is huge. Is
really huge. And we just thought it was really interesting because, you know, the standard way, and I'm doing journalism classes, so I've had to learn all of this in school, but the standard way news is written is very, very serious. It's, you have to, and it often doesn't end up being done this way just because there's a huge bias in the media. But the way it's supposed to be done is you report the facts. It's very personalityless. It's supposed to be very opinionless and non-biased. We have a whole manual that you can go through when you're writing, and you have to follow this manual in order to keep it news form.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't allow for a lot of personality to shine through.
Right.
Which you're supposed to do, because you're supposed to be just reporting news. You're not supposed to be giving your opinion on it. But that's shifted a lot, especially with social media and podcasts, to where news is now reported with opinion.
Yeah.
And that makes sense, because as Christians, we know nothing is unbiased.
Right.
Everything has a worldview attached to it.
There's going to be a slant.
Right. And things that are very often called unbiased or just neutral just really means it's built on a secular worldview and not a Christian worldview. But like you brought up how Trump did most of his interviews through podcasts that were really popular, like the Joe Rogan Show or things like that.
Well, it shows that people are yearning for actual connection. With social media being so prevalent today, where that's our public square, instead of going into the middle of your town to get the news, you just open your phone and that's how you interact with people the most. That's what people are yearning for so much, is that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And so when Trump sits down with Joe Rogan or with Dana White, I think it's Dana White. I don't know wrestling names. But when he sits down and talks with them for like 2-3 hours at a time about, okay, so yeah, that's actually my plan all along. And this is why I wanted to do this. And did you know that Lincoln's bedroom at the White House is like super cool? And they got the Gettysburg Address there and everything. And it gives Trump such a humane angle.
Right.
People love that. And so having that now, instead of having Trump on being on the defensive and having people just throw questions at him, being like, oh, so you just hate children, so that's why you're deporting everybody right now.
Right. It lets people make a connection, which I think is partly why influencers are so popular, is because people feel like they're connecting to them. And that's what we were saying with Brett Cooper.
Yes.
Like,
Brett Cooper is such a good example of this because, as everybody knows, she left her show at the Daily Wire and now it's just called the comment section. And there has been an average of a 20,000 view drop off since she left the podcast, because people were not connecting with the show. They were connecting with Brett. Brett was the show to them. And so as soon as she was replaced,
they didn't want to watch
it. It fell apart.
Right. It wasn't the comments section anymore because Brett wasn't there. And I know you said this when we were starting to record and I wrote it down because I thought it was good. But you said news anchors can be replaced. Personalities cannot, which makes sense. That's why.
Brett literally proves this, that mm-hmm. everybody has shifted over to her side now instead of staying with the comment section. I wish Reagan the best with what she's doing with mm-hmm. like the comment section and everything. But we didn't sign up to watch the comment section. For example, I was such a huge fan of Brett Cooper, especially the past several months leading right. up to the election. I loved her coverage of it. I loved her humor. I loved her insights.
I enjoyed, yeah, how she would cover both the hard news aspect, which is, I guess, hard news would be considered things like when you think of news, you think of hard news, reporting the facts.
Right.
And soft news. She covered soft news, which is also just the more fun things like feature yeah. stories or things like that.
Brett was somebody that you could have lunch break with where she right. would just come and she's like, did you hear about this? And you'd be able to like listen to mm-hmm. her have a conversation with you. It felt right. so personable. And that's what I love so much about social media and podcasts and everything. When they show their personable side and you're not only being like, oh, I'm required to report the news to you because it's my job.
Right. You get to actually connect with them. And in a way, you feel like you know them and you're getting to learn the news and talk about it with a friend, which I guess does just go to show how much connection is longed for and in-person interaction or social connection.
Yeah.
But then the other thing I know we were talking about is how we don't just interact with the news personalities and news media differently. I feel like we also interact with the news itself differently
mm-hmm.
because you think about Jimmy Carter's funeral. We weren't just talking about the funeral and what was going on and who was there. We were talking about the drama at the funeral. Right.
Like, did you see that?
Did you see that exchange between Barack and Trump?
That was so insane. And the way neither of them greeted Kamala.
And then Kamala's dirty look she gave them.
It was like Playground 101 all over again.
It was. But that's the type of thing where it's like we want to have these serious conversations about the issues of our day and what's going on in the news. But then we are also all four talking about, did you see that dirty look Kamala gave Biden? Wait, wrong one. Obama and Trump. So I don't know. I just think it's interesting. Our generation tends to be more activist based than other generations. Like, genuinely, we have grown up on social media. We've grown up in a post-Christian culture.
Mm-hmm.
And we have genuinely grown up in many ways in a society very different from anything anybody else has grown up in, which has made us a very unique generation.
Mm-hmm.
And we have grown up, many of us, to be very activist. Like, everybody has something they are fighting for on social media or in person.
It's the peer pressure.
Right. And so I think that just comes out in the way we look at news, is it has become so much part of our generation that it almost has turned into the way we connect with others online.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
I don't know what else to say, so.
Yeah, this was just kind of a reflection, especially with the past mm-hmm. few weeks being all about the inauguration and everything that's been going on in Washington, D.C., and the ripple effect it has had across our nation and right. across the world. It's so fascinating to see how many different perspectives there are from different personalities. Like, I was talking with my coworker about this, how The View with all of the, like, with Whoopi Goldberg mm-hmm. and Joy and all of these other older ladies that are just complaining. They just yeah. sit around the table and they complain about everything, but yet they're still up and at them because all of them have different personalities, different mm-hmm. takes to bring to the table. And that is something that a lot of people really, really appreciate. They have their audience because mm-hmm. I've been in a lot of different cafes this past week. I've overheard so many conversations this week alone about, what did you see, what executive order and Joy said this about that. And it's so fascinating because even though we have our own culture, Kenna, that right. has, like, we want to laugh at the memes. We mm-hmm. want to, like, enjoy the lighter side of all of these news articles. Well, then you have people of another generation who are really, really upset about the executive orders and they don't see the humor. And that's something that makes our generation unique because even though we are, one of my favorite examples of this is during the election, there's this leftist influencer that I followed. And she was just sitting on top of her roof in New York City, and it was the end of the day, and she's just like, well, America, we're doomed. This is the worst thing ever. And then, like, you can see in the background, like, a firework went off, and she turned around immediately, and she's like, oh, fireworks! God bless America! Woo!
And she got so excited about that. And that is something that I just really appreciate about Gen Z is even when we get kicked about, even when we lose, even when we think our perspective is not winning, we can just turn around and be like, oh my goodness, look at us, fireworks. God bless America.
There's just so much humor in it, which I think is the other thing that kind of is our generation does tend to come towards things with a sense of humor. So be it entirely, it's not always, I guess, appropriate to come to some of these things with humor, but we tend to have a really dark sense of humor, yeah, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And it's not always, I guess, appropriate, but it does give us a unique way to process certain things. Although maybe it does make it so that we don't process certain things by putting them off. But it is interesting, like you were saying, when we think our side is losing, we'll make jokes about it. When we think our side is winning, we will still make jokes about it.
And that's unique about us.
And it's kind of cool.
I agree.
So
this has just been a genuine reflection on the state of media and news of our day. I thank you for so much for tuning
in. And we would love to hear what your thoughts are too. So you can email us or you can
DM us.
Yeah, DM us on Instagram. Our Instagram is selfevident_podcast. So check us out.
Because we don't check any other, like Facebook and Twitter. I'm sorry, guys. Like,
we are on there.
We try.
But half the time we forget it exists.
No, but let us know your thoughts about what's happening with the social media shift of social media being the mainstream narrative instead of just being the side where everybody just comments like the peanut gallery. I remember Elon Musk has this on X where I think it's his number one pinned tweet. As soon as he bought Twitter, he's just like, as soon as Trump was elected, he tweeted out, the media has lost. You are the mainstream now. And that is something I think everyone should do well to take note of, especially if you're going into journalism.
Yeah, because it has definitely changed the way a lot of it is looked at. So, yeah. And I think that might be the extent of our reflections, although we have ended this or tried to end this like two or three other times, and then we thought of something else, so we continued. But I think this might be the genuine end.
I'll just mute my mic. It's fine.
Just mute your mic. But without further ado, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. I don't have a quote to put here. So.
Well, thank you for listening.
This is Self-Evident.